Red Cross. Urgent need for disaster shelter volunteers. Texas border business. Red Cross. The American Red Cross Texas Gulf Coast region is issuing an urgent appeal for volunteers who are willing to travel this fall to support emergency shelters for major national disaster relief efforts. Interested volunteers are urged to sign up today at redcross.org/volunteer. All candidates must complete necessary training and be able to commit to a 2-week deployment. Applicants who don't have disaster experience, but have supervision, management or organization skills, a strong desire to help others, and the ability to thrive in a fast-paced, dynamic environment, are encouraged to apply. When disasters upend lives, Red Cross volunteers are on the front lines providing refuge and comfort to people in their darkest hours, Jake Peters, Regional Disaster Officer, of Texas Gulf Coast Region said. They truly are the heart and soul of the Red Cross, comprising 90% of our workforce, to help ensure families never face a crisis alone. This is safe, Helena family shares what shelter means to them in emergency shelters. Red Cross disaster volunteers provide people with a safe place to stay, necessities like food and water, and critical services like mental health support and basic health services such as replacing lost medications or medical equipment. Over the weekend in Perry, Florida, Amber Bartow and her family sought refuge at a Red Cross shelter after discovering that Hurricane Helena devastated their home, which marked the third time they've survived a hurricane in just over a year. As soon as I pulled up to the shelter, it made me feel good, Amber said. I thought to myself, this is safe, and I'm going to be okay. Red Cross mobilizes massive response to Helena as of Monday. More than 900 Red Cross disasters responders are on the ground across 10 states devastated by Hurricane Helena in the southeast, including hard-hit North Carolina, Tennessee, Georgia, and Florida. On Sunday night, more than 2,600 people stayed in 69 emergency shelters supported by the Red Cross and other community organizations. That overnight total jumped by some 600 people in just one day, and as storm-ravaged communities like those in North Carolina become more accessible, the Red Cross expects the need will continue to grow. While disaster assessments are still underway in hard-to-reach areas, emergency officials are planning for shelter operations to last at least several weeks, based on the storm's initial widespread destruction. Climate crisis threats continue. Hurricane season is far from over, and the threat of more storms looms now in the Gulf and Atlantic Oceans. What's more, the Southwest and California are forecast to have above-normal wildfire risk this fall. As the climate crisis worsens, disasters are becoming more intense and frequent, leading the Red Cross to respond on a nearly continuous basis. How to help beyond becoming a Red Cross volunteer? People can help in other ways too, following Helena. Donate financially. Financial donations are the quickest and fastest way to get help to people who need it. Visit redcross.org or text the word Helena to 90999 to make a donation to help people affected by Hurricane Helena. Donations enable the Red Cross to prepare for, respond to, and help people recover from this disaster.